Anyone wanting to speak opposed to the application that or wants more information?
More information.
Okay.
And my name is Dennis Klaus, 2213 Mountain Grove Road. So I'm Nathan's neighbor all the way to the south. So our properties do abrupt. So the question's more directed at Taney County. So, you know, it's 5 miles down T, but it's a mile and three quarters down to Nathan's where this proposal is, where it starts. And Mountain Grove Road is narrow. Everybody drives right down the middle of the road. So you could tell, you know, and anytime you're trying to pass somebody, you pretty much have to slow down and creep over, and there's no shoulder. So is the county planning on widening Mountain Grove if they're going to put 40, 50, 60 units back here? And it's a mile and three quarters of road. So
yes,
thank you.
Would be put into consideration.
Did you hear the response?
No, I did not.
It would be put into consideration, yes.
What does that mean?
Depending on how many he's going to build altogether.
The plot or whatever was submitted was flashed up there pretty quick. So, you know, I didn't see if there was, you know, how many cars that would be,
how many.
So, can we get a copy of that, or is this, no?
I'm sure you could ask your neighbor and maybe
get a little bitty copy.
And we can, you can call the office. Everything we have in this file is public record. If you want a paper copy, you can do a public service request with the county clerk. If you want it emailed to you, you can still do that, but then we'll just email it at no cost. But yes, it's available. Yes. Yeah.
And who's next that's wanting to speak that's signed up?
Stephen Jones. I live at 2229 Mountain Grove Road. My question, again, is related towards traffic and more maybe towards Taney County, in as much as about the last mile and a half of that road is private road. Can even that going down to where Nathan plans on doing this work. And it's up to Nathan and us to maintain it at this point. And with that additional traffic on that road, where's the cost going to come from for all that?
That's a good question. We can ask the applicant when he comes back up here.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Sir, did you sign up?
I did.
Okay. You want to come up?
My name is Terry Beck, and I have a lot. Lot number one, where is that?
There. Right here.
Yeah. Right there. And I was just wondering how many lots or how many units he wants to put in. Total amount on 13 acres, is that correct? He wants to develop the whole 13 acres.
He's asking for 13 acres.
13 acres. How many homes or how many nightly rentals does he want to put there?
Sound right?
I believe it's 25 duplexes.
25? 25 duplexes and 18 cabins.
On the total?
On the 13 acres.
And they'll be divided and split up evenly around there, or they're all going to be in one area?
There's a, Scott, can you put up the layout of the, that's what's being proposed right now.
Okay, and how many acres is that being proposed right there. Is that the total of 13 acres? Everything?
It's not going to happen overnight.
No. No. You know, I really don't have a real problem with that. I don't think it's going to affect my one little lot down there, but I am concerned as to the traffic and the way, and it was mentioned before, the way the road's going in and part of that way down there. I used to live in the condos, and part of that is private road. Who's going to bear the cost in redoing that?
That's a question we've got. We'll ask the applicant when comes back up for rebuttal.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? You want to come back up?
Okay. Well, as far as that private road goes,
can you bring up
Scott?
Can you show the? Yeah. So it starts, the county maintenance ends right here, and then from here on all the way down to there is, and it is a private road, but I think it's a mess is what it is. Originally when it got bought, it got deeded to the public. And I know we had a big issue over the part up front because there was another piece of road that had the same issue. The county took the first part of the other road, the one that got deeded to the public. The county took that one in. This one's never been attempted to get into the county. And so it's kind of in a limbo. So I would say it would be fair that we probably need to pursue that and figure out what everyone wants to do with it. Do they want to keep it a private road, and do we want to try to get it back in private hands, or do we want to try to get the county to take it over? But I would say if we were going to be responsible for maintaining it, the fair way to do it would just be to split up the maintenance costs. So obviously, if there's a whole bunch of units and a few of them, they would bear a very small portion. When all the units are built, they'd have a small portion of that road to maintain themselves.
And from an ingress standpoint, is the it looks like the main entryway would be above your house, is that correct? And then it would loop down.
Yeah, right now the main entry's here. And then it would just, this is all flat right through here. It just loop back around the road and go back out.
And then there's an entrance down further, right?
Yeah, for the cabins, there's another one. And so, you know, it would come off this, it would come off that main road and come down and come back out down there. And it would still, all of this is obviously downhill, but this is actually still, like right about here is where this well house is. And everybody knows kind of where that is. But from here on, it gets really steep. And so, you know, right here is still where it's up on the fairly flat area. Before it just drops off down the hill.
And then you show separate entrances for, say, cabins 16, 17, and 18, just past that. Right?
Yes, sir. Right now, the way that was drawn, we just had little drives coming off the main road. And I think he tried to keep all the parking areas out of the easement. I think he tried to keep them all set back.
Any more questions for the applicant?
I got a question for Devin Huff. You know how much easement you got on that? We don't have an easement on that. It's not a public road. Or do you know what the...
It says 45.
It should be 40 to...
It says 45 on this little map.
Okay.
I know that road was planned at one time and it was dedicated to the public, but whether that was ever recorded or what, I don't know what happened to that.
Yeah, I think it was dedicated at 40 feet, and I know over the time the surveyors keep taking, they always take the 5 feet extra. And so I know on my side of the road, I think they've given the 5 feet extra.
I think whenever you did work on up there, you had to get 5 foot.
I think so. Yeah.
I made it to 45.
Yep.
Is it your intention to update that road in such a fashion where your frontage is to make it acceptable for the county to take it over?
Well, I guess that's kind of an open, that's a scary question to answer. That, I mean, I kind of heard it from the back. I mean, right now that road's actually in better shape than the rest of the county road out there. My question would be, what would be required to upgrade it? I'd want to know what I was agreeing to first. But, I mean, if they said it, I mean, I'm just throwing this out there, but if everyone really wanted that taken in, I mean, I know Rose and I have talked about it, that, you know, they've talked about trying to add a little turnaround spot at the bottom. You know, I would be willing to try to work with everybody, homeowners and the county, to see if we could find a way to make that happy for everybody.
About a quarter mile of road that's not, the county doesn't own or doesn't take care of.
Yeah, I'm not sure how. It's about, yeah, it's a little over 40. Yeah, so it's probably a little more than a quarter.
It's probably closer to 3/10 of a mile from your house to the county.
Okay.
And yeah, that would have to include a turnaround.
Yeah.
One private here. Cul-de-sac on that.
If it gets approved and you decide to go to that point, you can contact me and I'll go over it.
Okay.
With you.
Okay.
Any other questions? Information needed based on what's presented. Anyone open to making a motion?
I'd like a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve the application. We have a second.
A second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed?
And again, we'll have a decision of record that Marla will mail you a copy of with the original in the office to be signed and notarized and recorded.
Okay.
Within that 120-day window. So, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ready? Well, I guess let's give Scott some time to pull it up.
Okay, your loan concept tonight, your applicant, Roger Haynes, seeking a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to nightly rent a two-bedroom cabin home located at 217 Bright Elbow Road, Cedar Creek. So I'm zoomed in. It's on this parcel here. You can see the structure. And to give you a farther view out where it is. Way down at Cedar Creek, it's almost at the end down there at, well, this area right here is the old Bright Elbow. Mm-hmm.
That's the airport?
Yep, that's the airport strip right there.
Not quite.
There's our parcel. Okay. I'd turn it over to the applicant.
We bought this acreage in 2012 and built the building that you see in the overhead there in 2013. And it was our little getaway. There's 390 acres continuous with that, and it butts up against the core for probably another 200 acres. Last year, we just finished our home, which is right there. It's about 3/4 of a mile from the building, the shop, or the chouse that we call it. And so within the getaway building, the chouse, there's 900 square feet, probably 1,000 square feet of living space, two bedrooms, kitchen, living room. The front patio looks out over the vineyard, looks over, probably sees George's house from the front porch. So what do we do with this?